And favourite grounds, another in sort of
obviously King's
Old Chestnut, really. yeah. Obviously King's Own, yeah.
Favourite grounds.
Probably boils down to pleasant memories of, you know, of particular grounds.
Oh, I can remember my worst memory was playing on Bath's ground, and it was freezing cold, and it was about 1 degree, and it was raining, and it was the coldest I've ever been. I was stood at the back of the line, like with my hands under my armpits, like that.
Yeah. If the wind wasn't coming off the river, it was coming off the wreck.
Yeah.
Well, as you as a forward, if you were frozen, what about the poor wingers?
I know. I can remember running off that pitch after the final whistle went, jumping straight in the bath with all my rugby kit on. It was like, oh. And halfway through the game, John Fiddler said, oh, sod this. I'm going down injured. He went down injured and went off. And that's the truth. He went off. I thought. So he went down a bit of my estimation then. Obviously, Pontypool Park, that was a good ground to play at.
It's quite an arena, that Pontypool Park is. Such an unusual, got that hillside.
It's got the hill on one side.
Yeah, it's a natural
it's
arena,
quite dramatic, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's like an amphitheatre almost.
Yeah.
But our supporters are just as firm and as Gloucester's, exactly the same. Well, they were, obviously it's different now. But I've got good memories of that. The thing is, you tend not to look at the grounds when you're playing.
No.
Funny, I can't recollect what many of the grounds look like, to be honest.
A lot of players have said in the past that they like playing at Leicester. Which
well, I was just thinking about Welford Road. Leicester,
another set of supporters are very open-minded.
My first experience with Leicester was playing for Gloucester Colts up at Leicester, and they had a supposedly a very good side, and we actually beat them, and Frank Cotton was in the stand watching the game when he came down after the game, and he'd come over and shook me and said, "Look, I thought you had an excellent game today." And I didn't even know who he was until somebody points out that that's Frank Cotton, plays for England. And, what he was doing at Leicester, I don't know, because he didn't play for Leicester, but he was there in some capacity.
After Lydney and Old Richians, did you stay in the game at all? Did you coach at all?
I did. I started doing. I coached at Richians. I coached a sort of under 14s, 15s, 16s, up to sort of 18s. And one of the people I coached was Andy Hazel. He played for Richians. He also happened to be my nephew. that was interesting. Yeah. He was as aggressive then as he was when he played out here. You know, and he just loved tackling. But I also did a bit of refereeing as well. Well, obviously, when you're coaching that level, you go to the games, and there's a shortage of referees, so I ended up refereeing quite a few games. And I quite enjoy refereeing, so I ended up doing quite a bit of refereeing, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask, Chris?
No. I think it's been very good.
Well, is there anything that you'd like to tell us, Paul? Anything further?
Can't think of anything offhand. Are you gradually going through all the sort of players you've played for?
Oh, I wouldn't. There's a limit.
there's quite a few you have. Yeah.
We have done a lot, though. Yes. Yeah, we've done a lot. When you're talking about all the players, we are hoping to, well, we are going to publish a book which will contain the records of every player,
right,
and will contain profiles of something like 325 players. You will be in it.
Right.
Yeah.
In
fact, I'm doing your profile.
Sorry?
I'm doing your profile for the book.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh. I should definitely read that.
He's the guilty man, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, so between us, three of us are profiling these 300 and, well, actually, three of us plus a couple of others who are doing a small number, profiling 325 players, and it's been quite a task. And Chris has compiled the career records of every player who's ever played for the first 15 for Gloucester, and that will be an appendix to the book.
Right. So where do you get all your information from? Because I know Peter Ford kept
a
record.
An awful long time.
Yeah.
We've got the diaries of the Citizen report of, I've got his initials now,
WD.
And he kept records for about 50 seasons, I think it was.
Right,
and
right
then
from the early days. Yeah.
And where he hasn't got a record, go back to the old Citizen records or any kind of source you can. So it's taken an awful long time, but
it's
complete now.
Oh, fair play. You know, I think somebody needs to do this, and I'm glad that it's being done. Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Not for the record, but just out of interest. So what have you been doing since you finished rugby?
What have I been doing? Working.
Doing
I'm still
what?
Working.
Doing what?
I'm a builder. I've always kept myself fit. Did a lot of sort of training, but I've had one knee replacement, two hip replacement. But I'm absolutely fine now. I even started jogging again, so it does have its downside, rugby. As I said about Richard Mark, he's struggling to walk now. I think a lot of the players who played that many games in the past, I think they're all going to suffer in the future. And even players who are playing now, like Andy Hazel, I saw him the other week, and I think he's struggling a bit as well. Really.
It's hardly surprising, though, is it, considering the impacts that he gets in the game these days?
Well, and the way he played as well.
Yeah.
And the impact frightens me to death. I thought it was bad enough when I played, but the sort of collisions you get nowadays is astronomical.
Yeah.
But I guess you wouldn't change anything?
Not one bit, no. No, not one bit. No. If I had my time over again, I'd do exactly the same. And I'm sure most rugby players would say the same.
Yeah,
and the friends you make in this game, they're friends for life. Even if you don't see them for years on end, they are. Wonderful game.